Hello again. My name is Makan Abuzari, and the topic of this podcast is North Korea. North Korea has a role to play in the world order. Now, what role North Korea plays in the world order? See, America has military presence in Japan and South Korea. Japan is our island, is islands, and then when we get to South Korea, South Korea does not have real border with China or Russia, and is separated from mainland Asia by North Korea. And the role of North Korea is to play as a gateway watch and protector of this pathway, preventing USA military from advancing on the ground. Meaning if there is a World War III and America wants to advance on the Asia from the land, South Korea will have to deal with North Korea. While if they want to go to China, they will have to fight to have a landing location. So remember, North Korean nuclear bombs are not only for defense of, for protecting North Korea itself, but also they are for protecting and defense of China and Russia. The role North Korea plays in world order as a wall between American troops and Asia is completed when the North Koreans can protect themselves and fight back against American military, Japan military, and South Korean military, which they can't. So why is this? They have nuclear bombs. It's because if they cannot hold the wall, the line, then they have to use nuclear bombs. And it is why they have nuclear bombs. Now, we have seen recently Trump trying to make a nuclear agreement with North Koreans, and he has been trying to disarm North Korea and take away their nuclear bombs. If Trump attempts to make a nuclear deal with North Korea, we must indicate there are only three choices that will be outcome of the talks and nuclear agreement with North Korea, and we will reject and prevent any other nuclear agreement. The first possible outcome of nuclear talks, which we can allow, so it will be as in accordance with the world order, is as follows. North Korea gives away all of its nuclear bombs, stops producing nuclear bombs, but at the same time, America closes all of its military bases in South Korea. America closes all of its military bases in Japan. And the world, UN, and America lift all the sanctions placed on the North Koreans. Second possible outcome as follows. North Korea keeps its nuclear bombs and its intercontinental missiles, but North Korea no longer produces new nuclear bombs and stops producing new nuclear bombs and nuclear warheads altogether. But North Korea will be allowed to produce intercontinentals and missiles. At the same time, America lifts all the sanctions on North Korea, and UN also lifts all the sanctions on North Korea. Third and final outcome of nuclear talks with North Korea will be they make no deal, they make no agreement, America does not lift the sanctions and adds to the sanctions, and North Korean economy and way of life will be crushed under effects of sanctions. But North Korea keeps producing nuclear warheads, and North Korea produces nuclear bomb larger scale and on industrial scale, achieving 1,000 and 10,000 nuclear warheads arsenal. Thus, North Korea will become a major nuclear power. America and United Nations must lift the sanctions on North Korea. They first must lift the sanctions on food, fuel, electrical products, and mechanical and industrial products. Then there's sanctions on other produced goods and you know, mined materials from North Korea, which must be lifted. If America wants to achieve disarming of North Korea, America must also plan for withdrawing NATO forces from South Korea and Japan. But if America wants to prevent new production of nuclear warheads by North Korea, then America and the United Nations must start lifting the sanctions on North Korea. We must also lobby for lifting sanctions from Iran, because lifting sanctions on Iran must happen fast to prevent production of nuclear bombs by Iran. Sanctions and war will not prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons, which will prevent Iran from having nuclear bombs is lifting sanctions on Iran. We must lobby and pressure USA federal government and United Nations Security Council to lift the sanctions on Iran.